There are an estimated 60 million refugees around the world, and displacement creates massive needs for things like shelter and social services.
Currently, like what the UN provides refugee camps are very expensive tents that have like a life cycle of maybe months.
That's Mount Pleasant engineering teacher Brooks Twilley. For the same price, he says he and his class can produce a home called a Wiki House that has a longer life cycle. Here's how it works. With a $20,000 machine like a ShopBot, you can print out all of the wooden parts for a home. The parts are snapped together like Lincoln Logs to make a house.
You can basically create anything that there's a file for.
That's Jake Steltz, an engineering student. He's talking about a digital file, because WikiHouse is really a big open-source architecture system. Mount Pleasant has a ShopBot, and Twilley's class has been building parts of a small-scale model. The class is the first student-led WikiHouse chapter. The WikiHouse Foundation in England has challenged the group to think not only about housing, but entire community solutions.
One of the offshoots of this project is going to be developing centers that we could pop up where they would have the same equipment we're using to develop our proof of concept to build more development centers. And so sort of a machine to create another machine, that hopefully can grow exponentially.
The class is divided into different teams like press, fundraising, and engineering the house's heating system. Right now, the team says it's struggling with funding. They're looking to raise more money for the materials they need to finish their proof of concept by the end of the school year. Anne Hoffman, Delaware Public Media.